Welcome to this episode of SMP Stories. I'm your host, Director of Training, Ryan Coyman. And with me today is Lou Brandenburg, who is the Data Management Coordinator of Customer Service at our Disputanta, Virginia distribution center here. So welcome to the show, Lou.
Thank you, Ryan. Well, nice to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so tell us a little bit about your role with the company, Data Management Coordinator, Customer Service.
All right. Well, data management is just part of what I do. The data management portion involves doing reports for the department, gathering our stats. I also do reporting for David Abernathy. It's just, you know, making sure that everything that we do is accounted for. And so that way it gives management justification of why we need the number of associates we need. I also do everyday customer service work. I help with the phones when needed. I take care of samples for facilities. I work with Gazuski and Forecast Trading, Greg Fournier, whoever needs samples, you know, I handle those. I do claims. I do returns or whatever needs to be done. You know, I can kind of fill in where needed.
Awesome. Awesome. That's very good. So how many customer service associates do we have in the Disputanta facility?
Including myself, 17.
Wow. Wow. I think it's one of those things a lot of people don't think of or maybe even take for granted here. But so they're handling primarily just the vehicle control side, correct?
Yes, we are responsible for all shipments out of Virginia, out of Edwardsville, and for the Pollock out of FTC.
Okay. Wow.
And we're also responsible for authorizing all of the warranty core and overstock returns for vehicle controls.
Which is a fair amount of incoming shipments there as well.
Yes. That's why we discovered quite a few years ago that for efficiency, it's good for us to have two teams. So we have a phones and orders team, and we have a returns and claims team. So okay. that way the team, the associate members on each team just have to concentrate on those functionalities during the day.
Absolutely, because it's really two vastly different functions, right? Of one going out or probably a customer saying, where's my order? Another one, something coming in and somebody saying, where's my money for that part?
Correct.
Yeah, so yeah, I can't even fathom the amount of volume going through there on any given day.
It's quite a bit. That's one thing I don't think a lot of people realize is how much we actually touch and have to manage and oversee, give guidance on how to handle or answer questions when there is an issue or things don't go right.
So who are those questions coming from?
They come from the customer and they come from sales.
Okay. And so our own salespeople are calling you as well as our customers, probably account managers or their purchasing or merchandise teams?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. Wow. Do you get any random phone calls like, hey, I found this part on Rock Auto and I'm trying to install it in my car and it doesn't work or something like that?
Those calls we transfer up to the tech line. Mostly what we get from internet business is, I ordered this part and it's not the right one. I want my money back.
Which the answer, I'm sure, is go back to the person you bought it from because we manufactured it. We didn't sell it to you.
Correct. Do you have the packing slip? What's the account number on the packing slip? And you bought that from the internet. Please go back to your internet provider and so forth. So,
right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting.
It has your name on it.
Yeah, exactly. We even get those phone calls at the training center and with our temp control tech line, and people will try any way they can or any phone number they can try and get their money back. And it's like, well, take that up with the person that that collected your money in the first place, and see if you can get it back from them. But
Right.
it's interesting. So how long have you been with S&P?
34 and a half years.
34 and a half years. Wow, that is an impressive career year. So congratulations and thanks for all you've done in those 34 and a half years. So that's a lot.
Well, thank you. It has been my pleasure, and I still enjoy coming to work every day.
Yeah. And so you've seen a lot of changes just within that department, within that time, right?
Oh, yes. When I started here, Oded Stitt was our plant manager, and Paul Reifberg was the customer service manager. And I've gone through Oded, Mike Paulus, Bill Johnson, Sheila Smith, and now David Abernathy. And my bosses have been Paul Reifberg, Bill Height, Tony Samitano, John Brown, Chris Jaszel, Mike Lee, and now Robert Figueroa.
Yeah, all impressive names there. A lot of great people that have made huge contributions to the company, and some that I've had the pleasure of crossing paths with and working with throughout the years here, and others well before my time here. But so, have you always been in customer service during that entire time?
Yes. We started shipping in June of 1989, and I began in customer service in July of 1989.
Wow. So you've seen it all.
I've seen ICE, Four Seasons, Standard, High Grade, Philco, GPS, Big A, Champ Service Line. Like I said, and it just, it goes on from there. Carquest, Advance, Federated,
Absolutely.
BWD. So all
Yeah.
over.
Yeah. Imagine that. And I'm sure anytime you hear of a new acquisition, or I'm sure when we took on the Napa-Eklund line, that was probably a big change for y'all, and just learning new systems again, right?
Yes, and I was ask in 99 to be part of the JDE implementation team.
Okay.
And I was so grateful to have been given that opportunity. I learned so much and got a chance to travel to many of our other facilities, work with their IT department, work with other facility personnel. It was just been a wonderful learning opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, through these changes, you've seen a lot of technological changes too, probably from hand doing a lot of stuff in, handwritten orders, et cetera, at the beginning to implementing JDE, still using that today, but just seeing additional systems and tracking mechanisms, even in the warehouse, a lot of changes.
Oh yes, very, very many over the years. As you said, all of our EOs we used to handwrite and walk out to the floor. We used to print all of the packing slips, walk them out to shipping. We used to send a person down to the dock office and sit in the office and bill the pick tickets and the EOs as they were shipped and signed for. So all of that is now automated, thankfully. And but yeah, it's been from the mainframe to WMS to JDE, the yes to now the new P9. So it's a lot of changes, but they've all been for the good.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's incredible. So you've been here a long time. Did you work anywhere before coming to S&P?
Oh yes, I worked for Southern Cold Storage in Richmond, which was a warehouse that had a freezer below zero and a cooler. In the cooler, we kept cigarettes for Philip Morris
Okay, wow.
and kept all of the things like rolled oats or flour for the school system for the city of Richmond. And then in the freezer, we housed the frozen goods for ConAgra, back then A&P was still in this area, Safeway. So I had an opportunity to work with Mr. Bobby Doerr, who ran A&P. He's no longer with us now, but he was a great man, and the people who it was a very good experience. And then just before coming to work for SMP, I worked for the King and Queen County School Board. I did bookkeeping for the cafeteria and bus drivers.
Okay. Wow. So great experiences that kind of led you and built you a little bit into your current role here within our company. So what does a typical day look like for you when you roll into the office? And I mean, do you throw the headset on right away and start answering phones, or what does a day look like?
Yeah, sign in, put my headset on, but I'm more of a phone backup, here needed if we have some absenteeism or some unusual high volume, taking care of whatever reports need to be done that day, handling the warranty and core, returns that have come back from Independence or Greenville for O'Reilly. I take care of that. Handling, checking out, going through emails, doing any sample requests, checking into exchanges or inquiries from corporate credit department, just whatever comes my way.
Awesome. And so I think you've alluded to a little bit here, but you work with a lot of different people in the company. What are some of the departments that you work with regularly?
Our corporate finance, Tony, Esposito, Hilda, Priscilla up in LIC, work Brian Weeks, Tashi, David Patton and Dana Dawkins down in sales admin, Cindy Dill and her group in Independence. I hear from, John Gazowski's group most days of the week, or Greg Fournier out in Edwardsville. Like I said, I communicate with the O'Reilly sales force. Try to keep a check on the diesel returns and the returns from O'Reilly because that's our most expensive product category. So they inspect those returns. So when there's issues, I reach out to them.
Yeah. So again, it sounds like you're reaching a lot of different aspects and appreciated by many people here in the company. So let's step away from work here a little bit and tell us a little bit about the story of Lou. What makes you? Were you always brought up in the Virginia area, or tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. Yes, I am a native of Virginia. I am from about an hour away from where the plant is in Virginia called the Middle Peninsula. I grew up on a farm. I am the youngest of four children. I am the daughter of a World War II Pacific Campaign vet, and I am the mother of an Iraqi Freedom Military Intelligence. And I lived in the country until I got this job and moved into this area. I enjoy fishing, gardening. I can, I love photography. I like to travel. Like I said, being part of the team afforded me such an opportunity to grow. See different parts of the country, work with so many different people that it's just, like I said, I love my job. My standard is my other family. So, like I said, I have a large family. My father was one of 17.
Wow.
And yeah, so we found out I had 66 first cousins.
Amazing.
So big family.
Yeah. So do you get to see many of them very often?
Yes, we just celebrated Thanksgiving and we were able to have 27 of us together.
Wow, that's awesome.
We had four generations.
Wow. I'm sure lots of other military stories, like you said, with your father and your son serving there. And so thank you for those sacrifices. It takes a toll on the whole family, right?
It does. It does. But those things that they make us stronger.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the rest of us all definitely appreciate those sacrifices here. So, yeah, I know that you're legendary with your gardening and some of your canning and baking skills.
Thank you. Yes, I enjoy that. I'll do it until I either am not able to or I don't get enjoyment from it. But hopefully I'll be doing it into my 90s.
Which is a long ways away, I might add, right?
Not that far.
So if you're gardening or relaxing or listening to music, what type of music, or is there any specific artists that you might listen to?
I listen to country music. I like Alan Jackson, Zac Brown Band, Roscoe Flatts, you know, artists like that.
Yep, good. Well, as you probably recall, the late Joe Noblett, I said, you know, I like both types of music, country and Western.
Well, I grew up with my parents were square dancers, and they often saw the Carter family in person. So it kind of runs deep.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure it brings back good memories, and it's just, yeah, kind of in your family roots, as you mentioned there. So you've seen all these different areas in the company and interacted with them, and I know you love your job and you're fantastic at what you do, but are there any days ago, you know what, that sounds kind of interesting to me, or anything outside the company, you know, like I've driven through downtown Disputanta and there's the peanut stands and flower shops and different things like that. Anything like that ever look appealing to you?
Well, I volunteer every other weekend at the local antique shop.
Awesome.
So I've been, as my mom called it, junking all of my life. So my dad worked shift work. So when he worked day shift, mom said, okay, come on, we're going shopping. And we hit all of the thrift stores and stuff back then.
Nice. So I was going to say that's got to be kind of dangerous. So I think if my wife did any volunteering at a local store like that, she'd come home with more stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. There's times when there's a few treasures that will come home. But there's also the realization you walk through and you look and it's like, wait a minute, I played with that as a child. Yep. Why is that now an antique? Does that mean I'm an antique now?
Right. No, we recently went through some different antique stores in Upper Michigan and looking at stuff. And that's what's cool about it is it brings back the memories from childhood or something. They're like, wow, I remember my grandpa used to have one of these or something like that. And you go, you know how many of these we probably threw away and now they're charging this much for it? Yeah, we should have kept on with that stuff. But it also gives you a self-realization of like, what's going to happen when people go through my stuff someday?
Yes. Very much so. Once you learn what your kids like and what they don't, and it's like, well, they're not going to want this. So there's an opportunity to, you know, get rid of it or pass it on to somebody else who will.
Yep. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. So any other personal goals or achievements you're working on that you'd be willing to share with the audience here?
Personal goals, just to be happy, just to live a simple life, be happy and, you know, be healthy.
Good. That's awesome. And that's why I love asking this question and hearing the responses, because it's inspiration for all of us. And, you know, I think, like you said, just be happy and, you know, live a simple, good life like that is a lot to be said for that.
Yes. And it's not easy to do.
No, you're absolutely right. It's easy to get caught up in the rat race and, you know, be a part of so many different things, and we're exposed to different things today. But, you know, even just listen to you here, you know, you have that soothing Southern charm. And, you know, I think you help inspire joy in others. So congratulations on that.
Oh, well, thank you, Ryan. Yeah, some of the best times are just like when the seasons change and the leaves turn and you're driving along and there's all these beautiful colors of yellow and orange and rust and, you know, or it's springtime and you just come out of the bare trees and now they're budding and the grass is growing, or you have a lot of creeks and streams and stuff and you see like the jack in the pulpits coming up, or the lilies for the pond start to come out and everything starts to just come alive again. And it's just beautiful. We all should just take a minute to see those things. And it's so true that as we get older, time goes so quick. We just got to remember to stop and take a minute and look and listen and just go take a breath.
Yep. Absolutely. No, those are great words of advice here. And I realized that a couple of years ago, like, wow, look at the beautiful colors here in the fall, and started to go, oh, wait a minute. I started noticing birds the other day too. Like, okay, maybe I've hit that point of life now, but it's truly something special to be able to just, you know, not take for granted what's around us every day and enjoy the sights and the beauty of nature.
Yes, very much. Very much so. I hope to go fishing this summer. I didn't get an opportunity this past summer, but I'm going to try to get out and go saltwater fishing.
Okay.
Nothing better than out on the boat and hooking a good one.
Yeah. So you're a deep water, saltwater fisher person.
Yeah. Saltwater. I don't have to go deep sea. River fishing is just fine.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So what are you typically fishing for?
My favorite is spot, but we have croaker, jumper mullets, flounder, trout, perch. All of those types of things are in the local rivers around here.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yep.
And then I'm guessing, again, with your skills, that's something you take home and cook up for a feast.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Most Great. Definitely. If I got a crab pot, I'm throwing that in the water, too.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, and that's what's great with the different geographies here, too, because that's all foreign. You know, being a northerner and a freshwater guy, you know, with salmon and some of that kind of stuff and bass and walleye, you know, it's a completely different game than what you're talking about down there.
Yeah, because in this part of the state, there's not a lot of saltwater. It's brackish or fresh. So it's really different. You can't go fishing around here like you do where I'm from.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's good luck in getting the opportunity to go do that. I'm guessing there's not a whole lot of ice fishing down there.
No, not very much.
Good. Well, that's a blessing, and that's one of the nice things why it's nice to have that distribution center in Virginia, right? It's relatively weather adverse.
Yes, we have had snow on and off. They're calling for us to get slammed this year. So we'll see if we get snow or not. But the almanac and the animals, we've had tons of berries on the pine nuts and stuff on the trees, and the animals have really been foraging. And the deer are a darker color this year. All of those, I was taught, are signs that we're going to have a very cold winter.
Yeah. Do you guys have caterpillars? So, you know, up here we always look for how fuzzy they get and how many.
Yeah, the woolly worms.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't see them much where I live in town, but down on the farm, they were everywhere. But I haven't seen one this year. That was one of the signs my dad would go find one. See, look at this. We're going to have winter.
Yeah. Well, I hope the animals are all wrong this year, right? It's I guess the older I get, the less I appreciate snow. But, yeah, it disrupts business, but it helps sell car parts, too. And that's what we're here for.
Yep, And I'm one of those people that, hey, come on, bring it on. I still enjoy it.
Well, you're always welcome to visit up here in Michigan. We've we had a little bit of snow here, and it's nice to have for the holidays, and then it can go away, and we look forward to, as you're describing, the springtime with the buds on the trees and, you know, foliage returning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, any final thoughts here to pass along to our audience before we go?
Just that Standard is a wonderful company to work for. It has been so good to me in my 34 years here, and no place in this world is perfect, but Standard comes close. I have really enjoyed my time here and hope I have been an asset to the company and will be remembered fondly when I retire.
Well, when the day comes, Lou, I'm quite positive that you will be remembered fondly. And so thank you for those many years of service. Thanks for taking the time here to explain a little bit about you and your role here. And so hopefully the audience, you know, knows a little bit more about you or knows of you here today. So thanks again. Thanks again to the audience for tuning in, and keep an eye out or an ear out for the next S&P story.
S&P stories.